Chapter 21. But looking up, he saw the rich who were putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. And he said, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all, for all these, out of their abundance, have put in as gifts to God. But she, out of her want, has put in all that she had to live on." And as some were saying of the temple that it was adorned with beautiful stones and offerings, he said, "As for these things that you behold, the days will come in which there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, saying, "Master, when are these things to happen, and what will be the sign when these things will begin to come to pass?" And he said, "Take care not to be led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time is at hand.' Do not therefore go after them. But when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilences and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve, therefore, in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not a hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls. And when you see Jerusalem being surrounded by an army, then know that her desolation is at hand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in her midst go out, and let those who are in the country not enter her. For these are days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are with child or have infants at the breast in those days, for there will be great distress over the land and wrath upon this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led away as captives to all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the nations be fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations bewildered by the roaring of sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be overburdened with self-indulgence and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly as a snare. For come it will upon all who dwell on the face of all the earth. Watch then, praying at all times, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are to be, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, but as for the nights, he would go out and pass them on the mountain called Olivet. And all the people came to him early in the morning in the temple to hear him.